And now, award-winning news coverage with Brad Trinago on Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle and 93.9TheEagle.com.
93.9 The Eagle News Time with Robinson's Cleaners, 704. Robinson's saves you time. It's 8 degrees, wind chill of negative 6. Our high temperature, only 10 above zero today. Good morning, I'm Brad Trinago. Yes, it is a cold finish to the work week. Wind chills will be well below zero this morning and tomorrow morning with gusts up near 30 miles an hour. Columbia Regional Airport recorded 2 inches of snow yesterday. There were several local accidents, but no reports of serious injuries or deaths. MoDOT says major roads are mostly clear until you start going north of I-70. Columbia Public Schools, one of the districts, closed today. Jefferson City is one of those starting late. See the full list at 939theeagle.com. A third person has admitted to helping cover up the death of a Fulton man with special needs.
Anthony R.K. Flores, the son of the two people who have already pleaded guilty for their role in the death of Carl DeBrody, gave his guilty plea in federal court yesterday. Documents show his mother, Sherry Paulo, told him to tell others he saw DeBrody at a party in April 2017, months after he died. Authorities say DeBrody was under the care of Paulo and her husband, Anthony R. Flores. The two admitted to not giving him the medical help he needed, then covering up his death. Andy Humphrey, 93.9, The Eagle.
Anthony R.K. Flores admitted to similar charges of lying to the cops at the state level about a year ago. No criminal charges right now for the apparent shooter this week at a business north of Columbia. Boone County authorities say a man is still in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after getting shot several times at Hewer's Country Store and Cafe. That's just off Highway 63 near the Route 124 turnoff for Harrisburg. Investigators say the shooting happened Tuesday night during a planned meeting that escalated into a fight. The Missouri House yesterday gave early approval to a state prescription drug monitoring program. It's still several votes away from becoming law. Opponents like Rep. Justin Hill say the measure would not stop illegal drug problems.
I want to get somewhere where we can save lives. But if we implement this bill as drafted, we are condemning people to death because fentanyl and heroin is right here and waiting.
Supporters say a PDMP would keep drug addicts from loading up on meds by filling the same prescription with different doctors. Missouri is the last state in the country without a prescription drug monitoring program. No vote yet from state lawmakers on a potential gas tax hike. Under the bill, Senator Doug Leibla is supporting, you would pay 2 cents more per gallon. The tax would also be adjusted each year for inflation.
We're not facing the music. And the fact of the matter is, it's facing just a little bit of music. You know, we can do a lot. The deal is, for those who don't want to support this, we're already almost a billion short in MoDOT.
Other Republican senators spoke against the bill this week. Opponents say voters just rejected a gas tax hike in 2018 and should get the chance to vote on another gas tax increase. Governor Parson has made a couple picks for the University of Missouri Board of Curators. One of them is a Columbia woman. Robin Winokur is a Mizzou alum. Parson appointed her to the state's Coordinating Board for Higher Education last August. Winokur still needs Senate approval for the university curator spot. 93.9 The Eagle News, brought to you by superhero Nancy Allison, Shelter Insurance, 1729 West Broadway. Ask for an insurance review today. It's 7:07. Sounds like Jay Bouwmeester is going to be okay. The Blues defenseman is going on injured reserve after he collapsed during Tuesday's game at Anaheim. Medics used a defibrillator to revive him after the apparent cardiac episode. Bouwmeester is going through more tests to figure out what happened, but Blues officials say he is doing well. St. Louis will play as scheduled in Vegas tonight. No word on when the club will make up its game against the Ducks. The Cardinals have picked up another infield bat. Brad Miller hit 260 with 13 homers for Cleveland and Philadelphia last season. He signed a one-year deal yesterday. The Cards also officially put closer Jordan Hicks on the 60-day injured list as he recovers from Tommy John surgery. Mizzou is playing Kansas in something today. It's softball in Clearwater, Florida at noon. The Tigers just went 5-0 down there last week and are now ranked in the top 20 in the nation. It does not matter how good softball or baseball play this spring, they won't make the postseason. They have the same ban that football did over academic fraud. Tiger baseball coach Steve Beezer says he likes his team, though.
I think our pitching will continue to get better as the season goes. But the one thing I do know is that overall, from top to bottom offensively, we're a better offensive club right now than we've been opening up any of the first three seasons. seasons.
Mizzou opens its season at Jacksonville State tomorrow on 100.5, 105.1 KTGR. Sports with Huber & Associates, the smarter IT solution and an IBM premier business partner, TeamHuber.com.
I'm ABC 17 Storm Track Meteorologist Kevin Schneider. The weather alert day continues into today as cold air has settled in, creating icy roads and wind chills well below zero this morning. Things don't look to improve much, with highs only topping out in the low teens this afternoon. Overnight lows fall to near zero tonight, so wind chills will be dangerous tomorrow morning once again, which is why we've extended that weather alert day through Friday morning. I'm meteorologist Kevin Schneider, and that's your ABC 17 Storm Track forecast on Hot Talk and Breaking News 93.9 The Eagle.
Thank you, Kevin. It is 8 degrees with a wind chill of negative 6.
Eagle Eye Traffic.
Traffic check driven by train, and it is hard to stop a train. You heard Kevin talk the icy road conditions. Along I-70 and south, MoDOT says the major roadways anyway are clear or mostly clear. But as you make your way north of the interstate, even the major roads like Highway 22 and Highway 54 in the Mexico area, Highway 24 up by Moberly, those are rated as covered according to MoDOT. So give yourself a lot of time to get where you need to go this morning, especially if you're north of Interstate 70. Other traffic notes you want to pass along to us, you can call us or text. The number is 573-874-9390. More team coverage in less than 30 minutes. Breaking news immediately. I'm Brad Fornago, Hot Talk, 93.9 The Eagle.